Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we got this thing going again, and we got a fantastic show today, as we will be bringing you about six guests on the show today, and they're going to be live, and it's a 120-minute show, so we got 2 hours of live sexual whatever we want to talk about on this show, because, you know, this is grown folks radio, and we do it like that, and I know my co-host, D.V. Hinn, is here. How you doing?
Man, in my post-Thanksgiving pre-Christmas mood, man, I'm good.
All right. Well, we're going to be on your ass today, so you remember, you're going to be interviewed, probably like in the sex part of the second half of the show, so you better be ready, because you know they're going to bring it to you.
I'm kind of thinking my phone battery is going to run out about that time, but, you know, some crazy disconnection might happen, so we'll give you some
Yeah, okay, well, I'll tell you what, and that you do drop calls, so if that does happen, you know, we're going to call that as a runaway, so... Those of you that have questions for DV as well and all the guests that's going to be on here, because we got Imani True, and we're going to have Miss Zima Sky, and I think we're going to have Carmen Jones back again, and we got Miss R. Mona Lisa. She's supposed to be here, and of course, Miss Miss Cotton, the spoken, soft-spoken poet, is going to be here as well. So we're going to be a live show this evening, and we want to do our thing. So, but before we go any further, I want to let you know that we have someone here. I want to see who this is at the 770 number. Who's calling?
Me?
Who's me?
Oh, I didn't even press one. You're wrong for that.
Well, who are we speaking with? Is this my girl, Carmen?
This is Carmen, yes.
Well, how are you doing? Are you ready to be on the show this evening?
Yeah, I'm ready to get at the deviant.
Well, you ready to get at the deviant. Okay. Deviant, you seem to be very popular. All the women want to get at you, but we're going to let that happen at the end of the show.
I like the anti-hero. That's what it seems like. Everybody like, yeah, I can't wait to rip into his asshole. So, yeah.
Something about you, man, and what you do. That's what they want to hear. So before we go any further, though, I'm going to kind of give a little admin. As you know, Word Sexy is going to be, and with Red Snapper, and I'm going to ask DV on this one as well. We're going to try to see if we can have a Kansas City Book Fest here in June, and the time frame that we're looking at trying to do this is between June 22nd through the 24th that weekend, so we're going to see if we can try to put that together and have about 50 tables available for authors who want to come out and you know, sell their books, kind of try to mirror it a little bit like the Harlem Book Fest, except we're going to do it in the Midwest. We're going to try to do that to see if we can get some people out for that, and there'll be some events that'll be going. There'll be a poetry event that evening on that Friday, and we're going to try to see if we can have a party on that Saturday. And, of course, Miss Cotton is going to give us a little bit more on that as well, so we'll be getting that information as well on that. So, but we got another call right now. Let me see, 773 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Mary. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Welcome back.
We're doing good, and we know you're going to talk some shit tonight. That's why we're glad you're on the line.
I'm trying not to.
No, this is grown folks radio. We don't hold no bars back here. You know that. So
okay.
We'll be getting back to you in a minute. But before we do, none of the guests that we have on here tonight are here except for Miss Carmen, and we don't consider her a guest anymore because she was on here last week creating havoc, so we don't call her guest anymore. Plus, she wants to get in Mr. Deviant, Mr. Hint. So, you know, that's the thing. So, he's the guy. And I think we have another caller. I think this might be Miss Cotton. Are you there?
I am here.
All right. Miss Cotton, the soft-spoken poet, is here. This show is going to be off the damn chain tonight, I tell you. All right. So, we got our guest. We're still waiting on our guest to call in.
He's trying to intercept us.
I'm going to tell you right now, DV is talking about dropping off, so y'all going to have to get to him a little quick. But we don't want that to happen, so.
I'm saying it might happen. You know, unexpected.
Okay.
I have no control.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see. Who is this? Area code 951. Who is calling? State your name.
This is Imani.
Well, yes, this is the girl of the hour, Miss Imani True. How are you this evening?
I'm good. My partner in crime should be trying to call in at a minute.
Yeah, you know, we want Dream the Sky out here so she can blow some minds like she always does, like she did last time about this motherfucker. I still remember that damn poem that she said. The name of it was This Motherfucker. I like it, so I hope we will get her to do that again. So, Well, look, Miss Cotton. Okay, I guess you're trying to tell me to shut the fuck up. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, like, hey, Miss Imani, how are you, girl? I'm good, Miss Cotton. How are you, lady? I'm good. I was like, you know what? I see you online all the time, and I've never had the pleasure of speaking to you, so I'm so happy to be on this show today. Back at you. Same thing.
All right, are you happy now, Miss Cotton, that you was able to speak to her?
Yes, thank you.
I mean, you only got 2 hours to talk to her tonight, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, now, what's Dreamer's area code? Does anybody know? Can they say that? Is it a 270?
Yes.
Okay, I think we have our lady. Dreamer, are you there?
I am.
There she is, Miss Dreamer Scott. How are you?
I'm good.
DV, everybody say hi to Dreamer.
Hi, everyone.
Now this show is going to be a hot one because It's all about sexual whatever tonight. And then I think the last 20 or 30 minutes or so, we're going to try to give it where all the women are going to go after Mr. D.V. Hint, the deviant one. And they're going to be giving him the questions that they always wanted to ask this brother. So I'm going to let that happen. So before we do anything, before we go any further with that, we're going to go ahead and get started with Imani. And we're going to have her and Dreama kind of introduce themselves, even though they've been on Word Sexy before, and kind of tell us what's going on and what they're doing so we can get into some of their projects.
This is Imani Red. I'm actually waiting on the release of my solo novel, A Little Something Something. It just made it to my publisher, NCM, this morning. So I got a February release date, so I'm excited about that. It is a crime drama with erotic elements, so I'm going to have some nice, tight sex scenes with some crime going on in the background. And I'm just ready to move on to something else, but I just don't know what right now. So, and we're still promoting strawberries, of course. So.
Well, yes.
Hey,
okay,
ready?
Dreama. Go ahead, Dreama. Go ahead. We know, baby.
I'm working on a novel as well. I'm in the process of working on it. I want to have it finished by by June of next year. So I'm working on that. That's going to be, it's going to have some hot elements as well. It's going to be a drama, type novel. So be on the lookout for that as well. And also,
are you going to have them legs on the cover?
I might.
For anybody who don't know, if you've never seen this woman's legs, I'm going to tell you right now. She had a picture on her Facebook with these legs, and I'm still drooling. Anyway, all right. So we're going to go for it. Now, I know, DB, you got some questions for our guests. So go ahead on.
Oh, well, I like how you just throw me to the wolves, just right off the bat. No, like, I was still kind of listening to the background. Like, both these ladies, I've basically missed the chance to meet them on a couple occasions because we run around in the same circle. I know kind of the same people with connections. So, what kind of got you guys into it? I mean, I know the collaboration, Strawberry Stilettos and Steam is, y'all collabo. So, I mean, what kind of got you guys together to do something like that? I mean, had you ever met before and said, okay, well, this is something we're going to do, or, I mean, how did that come about?
No, we had never met. We actually got together from a chat room, and we had different ideas. I wrote poetry, erotic poetry, and Imani wrote short stories, and we had looked at other erotic anthologies in the past, and we just thought it was something different that we could bring to the table if we collaborated. But no, we had never worked together before or anything like that. But we did meet in a chat room and come up with that idea.
Okay, but in addition to that, like the pseudonyms that you guys have, Imani True and Dreama Scott, how did those come about? How did you pick the names that you wanted to be?
He's never seen y'all, I guess. Okay.
This is Imani speaking. I always liked the name Imani, and when I looked up the Arabic meaning of it, it's a faith or believer. So the Imani True put together is true faith or true believer. I just flipped the name so that the True was last and Imani was first.
As for me, I've always been a dreamer. So and sky's the limit. So I just take Dream of Sky. So that's
wow.
How I came up with.
Well, you know, this is probably the quietest that you've ever heard Red be, and I'm speaking in third again, because I'm mesmerized as I listen to the voice of Dreama Sky and, of course, Imani True. They both are so sensuous, and if you haven't read any of their books, or their book that's out, The Strawberry, oh my goodness, you need to get that book, because that book is just off the damn chain. So you might want to pick it up. But before we go any further, I'm sure Ms. Cotton has a question for those ladies as well. We're going to let her ask some questions, too. And let me see who is area code 210 real quick. Who is this?
Just me.
Just Me is back in the house.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where the hell have you been?
I'm thinking we're gonna need some dudes to call in.
You know, oh, you must have heard that it was gonna be Hit DV Hit tonight. Is that what you heard?
You know, I might have heard something just along the lines of that. And I figured y'all missed
it. Oh, boy, they gonna get your ass at night. Just know, you is in trouble. Okay.
That's all right.
Well, we gonna keep you
I've been in trouble before.
Go ahead. Well, I'm sure you have. Now, before we go any further, there's another number I want to check. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sexy Radio. It was Grown Folks Radio. Just in case you didn't know, we talk all the shit we want on this show. So, you know, that's what we do. And this is area code 501. Are you a caller or are you just listening? Okay, I think that they're just listening. So we're going to let them go on. All right, so now that we have most of this established, Ms. Cott.
Yes.
Do you have any questions for our guests?
I don't know that they answered the question, but I was just wondering what inspired them to want to write individually.
You talking about just writing in general or writing erotica specifically?
Yes. Just writing in general.
Writing in general.
And then
I
want to come with the other question after that.
I've actually been writing since I was 6 or 7 years old, short stories and, you know, little poems, definitely like most people start out writing poetry, and just kind of shifted, and my work's got a little bit longer and a little bit more sensuous, and next thing I know, I'm working with Miss Sky.
So how did you get the sexual piece in there? Because, you know, that just don't happen, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
You know, you just blank.
Like, who was it?
How the hell?
Yeah, who or what?
Yeah,
who hired you?
Exactly. What is a movie, a porn, or a sexual experience, something that just brought you to where you felt like you needed to write about somebody fucking or what? I don't know. Tell us.
Dreamer, feel free to chime in at any time. Well, I think Dreamer, you said you already write poetry, right?
You know, I've been writing since I was a young child. I wrote poems and, you know, plays and scripts and things like that, and songs even. But as I got older, my imagination kind of got the best of me, and I just kind of, I'm a people watcher. So,
you know, so
I always wonder, you know, what that person is thinking or how they are behind, you know, maybe closed doors or whatever. And I just started writing those thoughts down, and those thoughts became, you know, poems and things like that, and stories. So that's how I erotic.
DV, was you on here before when they was on the show before when they, I think it was like the early part of last year when they were on the first time, and there was a poem that was, that Dreamer, I know she gets tired of me saying this, but this poem about this motherfucker, I mean, that shit was just off the damn chain. You know, how did you come up with that? You saw some guy and you was like, this motherfucker, well, how did you get that one?
Well, I'm sure if anyone's listened to that poem, it puts you in the mind of a certain someone, experience or whatever. So that's what it puts me in mind of. So that was actually a real experience. And I just had to write that down because it was just so awesome if I'm being real about the situation. It was gone.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And we're going to get Ms. Cotton on that because, you know, she's the soft-spoken poet, and, you know, she has a lot of erotic stuff going on, too. And I'm sure she's going to want to, you know, get some questions in on that because she has a lot of experiences as well on that. And, you know, I know that poems are great things, and for those that don't do poems like me, sometimes I get inspired, especially when you hear poems like this individual I know that did this one. I'm going to play real quick, if y'all don't mind.
GPA, the poetic unsub, and the title of this piece is Drowned. right leg draping his left shoulder, her left leg doing the opposite of the right. Her ample backside spilling into his palms, his vision face to face with overflowing life-giving fountain begin to count. 60 licks swiftly, 60 licks slowly. 24 circles, 7 figure eights, 30 thrusts upon the protrusion, 12 darts upon the basin floor. 365 alternating clockwise and counterclockwise swirls. Until finally, he drowns. 548. GPA, the poetic emblem, entitled this piece, Drowned in 548. My poem.
Cotton, you sure you didn't do that background? Because that shit was just too fucking hot. That sounded like something you would do, girl. You sure that wasn't you?
That's something I would have done, but I didn't make it out there to do it. So.
Now, the reason why I played that, because I know Dreama does her thing like that. So, I know you're going to do a CD or something like that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about that.
Okay, so yeah, that would be good. That'd be nice. Maybe all of y'all can collabo together, all you poets, and y'all can get together and put that thing on a CD and just get everybody fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Just listen to that. Just take that shit on, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, we got a lot of folks on it. Just me, you still there?
I'm saying.
Yeah, honey, I'm here.
So what you think about that? I mean, you know, I know y'all wanna go ahead and roast DV, but we're not gonna do that.
No,
yet.
I think that's a bad idea.
Well, we got 30 minutes before we roast his ass, so you know we're gonna get him though.
I really
we got a full hour of fucking with him, but this is what I want to do. Now I want the ladies to kind of tell us a little bit about their projects they got coming up. I know they got books. They said they're coming out to crime and sexual, but how sensuous did y'all get, even though it was a crime, starting with the money? How sensuous did you get? Did you just concentrate more on the drama itself and the story, which I know that's how you do, but how deep did you get with the sexual experience?
Well, you know what, Red, it's a crime-driven story, so it is going to go into some elements of, you know, very very thorough character development and crimes and stuff, but it got some tight sex scenes between the characters in there just because if you ain't going to do it right, then why do it?
Exactly. Hey, before you say anything else, somebody has their, they have their mic on.
Speaker. Yeah, because I can hear the
speaker. Speakers. They could turn that down. I'd appreciate it. So, okay, go ahead, Armani.
No, I was just saying it's a crime-driven story, but it's got you know, a lot of character development. You know, it's going to be some sex going on in the background because people have sex. Let's be honest.
Exactly.
So there's a relationship going on in the background, and the sexual part of that relationship, and the crime, and just the interaction between all of the characters. So it's a crime-driven.
Well, let me
story
ask you this without telling. Well, let me ask you this without telling the story. Tell me the person that's doing the crime is fucking people and killing them.
That's telling the story.
No, I don't want you to tell the story, but there's got to be something going on with the criminal, right?
Yeah, the criminal. He's acting out some things and taking some frustrations out on people that he shouldn't be taking it out on. He's
okay.
Got some issues in his family with his wife, and, you know, he's out in the streets taking these things out on, you know, women who don't have anything to do with what's going on. And
right.
So he's taking out some things on some people.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I got another
just
question.
Just so before you ask your question, I just want to let everybody know that the chat room is open. I see Melanie and a few others out there on the chat room. So if you got any questions, you make sure you ask them on the chat room as well. Or if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. Go ahead, DB.
Okay, Strawberry Soils and Steam, that was your first foray into books. That was your first published novel, right?
Yes.
Both of you ladies? Okay, I was talking to a friend of mine, and, you know, she's basically, you know, double-digit books in. She says the hardest time for an author is, you know, that first book, in between that first and second book. So tell us a little about the adversity that you face trying to, you know, get your book out there to the people, and, you know, how, you know, let people, some of the people who are listening know how hard it is to get that second novel out, or, you know, what kind of writer's block you might be dealing with between the first and second novels.
Dream, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
She did not drop off.
I don't have a second one out yet, but the one. The first one we did come up with, we did fight.
So, wait, you don't have a second one out because you don't want one out yet, or are you still trying to figure out what it is you're trying to
work
do?
Yeah, I'm working on it right now. I'm in the process of getting that out. That's going to be available next year. That's my deadline.
Hey, is Carmen still there? Is Carmen still here? Miss Carmen, did you leave?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Why, you ain't asking no damn questions. What's up?
You were calling other
You waiting? You waiting on DV. You want to fuck? Oh, you waiting on DV. Okay, I know. I know. Okay, I got it. Okay. And I know Miss Cotton is still there, so, okay, all right. But before we go any further, I want to kind of see, we can get some questions from the audience. I think Mary is on the line. Mary, are you still there?
Yes.
Do you have any questions for our guests?
No, basically, I got a taste of some of Miney's work. I purchased one of her CDs before, so I'm just listening to the show.
Okay. All right, well, we'll just let you listen then. And when we get the DV, if you got some questions for him, we'll let you get in on that, okay?
Well, they want to get DV bad. I thought I said.
Okay. All right, well, we got some feedback coming back. I hear somebody's the show is being broadcast, and you can hear it coming through. So if you could turn down your speaker. Okay. All right. So this is what we're going to do now. We got like an hour and 32 minutes. We got lots of time. I still hear that feedback. But anyway, we're going to continue on with our guests. We have Ms. Imani True and we have Fema Sky. And they're being modest tonight and being very humble because they've just won some awards. Tell us about the awards that you just won.
Is Jeff Me still in the room?
I am, honey. I'm here.
Okay. Well, Just Me knows about this. Another book that, another anthology that three of us are in, Between the Sheets, just won 2011 anthology of the year. Just Me's in it. I am. Dreama, Tamika Newhouse, Nicola Mitchell, a whole bunch of us authors. So we just won that award, right, Just Me?
Yes, we did. We worked really hard for that.
How hard did you work, Just Me? God damn it, how hard did you work for it? I'm still hearing some feedback.
You just, you don't know. I mean,
I don't know. That's why I'm trying to get you to explain it, girl.
There were just not enough Altoids and Halls in the world to know just how hard we worked for that book.
Okay, damn. So how many dicks did y'all suck, and how much did y'all... I'm sorry, don't let me say that. You about to get shot.
What?
Y'all said y'all worked hard. She did it. So let me tell you right now. Blame Just Me because she said Altoids and all this stuff. You know, what comes to my mind is you're trying to clean up your throat. You know, I mean, how hard did you work?
Not quite that hard.
Okay. Just Me, was it just you doing that?
We put our heart and soul into writing for that book, and that was just the beginning of us just doing what we have to do to get the word out that erotica is not a dirty thing, that it is a very beautiful thing. And that was the entire...
The dirty part is the beautiful part.
It is, and it can be dirty and beautiful and... Just sensual and okay.
If somebody definitely has something going on with the backdrop, or I'm hearing all this feedback.
It's not me.
And
Somebody's probably listening on the phone, but also on the computer.
Yeah. So if they have the computer on as well, I mean, we're getting there as well. And just so you know, DV, the chat room says they ain't going to fuck with you until the next hour. They're not even going to ask no questions
because
until...
This is a Dreamer Imani hour. All right, give them that.
It is.
All
right. And that's right. So this is what I want.
Let's make it the Dreamer Imani 2 hours.
No, we're not going to do that.
You ain't running from this.
Especially after they jumped on me. All these people are here.
But that was funny.
I've got a question for Cotton if she's still in the room.
Yeah, she's here. Cotton, are you there, baby?
I am here.
Ms. Carver, I got a question for you, lady. You've been doing poetry. Did you start out writing poetry? Is that all you've written? Or, you know, where can we find your stuff? I've been seeing some of your snippets around, and I'm digging it. I'm feeling it.
Do tell. How fits with you all?
You know why I started writing? Because I didn't have anybody to talk to, and I just needed to be able to get out how I was feeling. This was probably more than 20 years ago when I started just writing down how I felt and what I was thinking so that I didn't keep it bottled up. And then it turned into me writing poetry at my church. And then it kind of...
Church?
Into...
Okay.
Okay.
You're called the Adam and Eve poem.
Don't have me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Nothing wrong with church.
Don't hate on the church girls. Don't hate on the church girls.
Y'all the freakiest. What the hell we talked about? Basically, them damn pastor daughters and shit. That's why I'm in the position I'm in now, because of a damn pastor daughter. Anyway.
So
if anybody knows my story, they know that.
I just continue writing. I picked back up with writing a little erotic, and then I noticed that people really started to like that. I had to kind of get away from it just a little bit, just because that I didn't want to be labeled an erotic poet. Because my goal is to really put out a message about love and relationships and how people have gotten so far away from it, but you can definitely find me on Amazon.
Okay,
so how centrist are you, Ms. Cotton, since they're asking you questions? You got stalkers and shit, like Dreamer got. I know Imani got them, too. Y'all got them damn stalkers trying to get with y'all and shit. You know, they writing and shit, talking about, damn, you fucked me up like I knew you all my life. And all this stuff y'all be saying, you know, I know y'all got that.
Yeah, women get that.
I don't know. I think my sensuality
sometimes
is actually, I've never tried to be sensual. It's just something that's just a part of who I am, and it's, I don't know. I really can't tell you where it came from because I've always had it. I really can't go back and say that I've never had it.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a part of me.
Well, let me ask this. And I'm going to ask the other two ladies this. Imani, you being sensuous as you are and everybody after you and all that stuff, and Dreamer, you too, what do you think it is that helps, besides the writing, what's the part on you that you think that really helps men just go crazy after you?
Well, I hope that's not the case because I won't be writing erotica my whole life. Like Cotton made
reference to. I don't think it's going to be the problem. I don't think that's going to be it, though. I think they're just going to be after you anyway. So just go ahead and answer the question and don't try to get around that shit.
I don't know. I don't think it's anything intentional. I think if you've lived, I think if you've experienced things, I think if you've felt love, I think if you appreciate physical contact, I think it just comes with it's part of what you're bringing to the table. Like Cotton, I don't think it's anything intentional. You know,
right.
It's just something that that it just comes out because it's in you. You know?
They just
want
to
jack
off when they hear her poems. It just happens. Like, I forgot to say, now she had her legs out too. Now she's trying to act like she all, you know, innocent and shit. I seen her legs out there too, Miss Imani. Don't be trying to hide. I know y'all be knowing
that's the same here because I'm a leg man.
Like,
yeah,
I know
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, you know, and then Cotton got legs all on her damn books. All her damn books got legs all over the motherfuckers. So, you know, I mean, she got, how many books? She got six of them. Each one of them got legs on them somewhere, some kind of skin. What's up? And they hers. They ain't nobody else's shit. Everybody else is using, you know, pictures of somebody's stock photo and shit. But she got her own shit on hers. That's why them dudes is fucked up over your ass. See? All right. I know I'm going crazy tonight. I'm in rare form. It's Thanksgiving came through.
Really?
What that got to do with it? You just nasty.
I am a nasty.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm going
to
with that. It's
okay, now,
it's
I want the list of the ladies. I want y'all to answer now because y'all ain't getting out of it, Dreamer. You're going to have to answer. I'm even going to ask Carmen this. We want her in this, too, because she's been quiet back there.
Man, quiet. She ain't been talking.
So do I have to repeat the question, Armani and Dreamer? Do I have to repeat that? You know, I know you said you ain't gonna write erotica forever, but goddamn.
Yeah, go ahead and repeat the question.
I knew she was gonna say that. You know, why you
Family Feud?
Since you ain't planning on writing erotica forever, what is it about you that these men just like really want to get with you? I mean, I know they may have heard or read some of your erotica, or even heard some of your poems.
That's Dreamer.
Do you think that's the only thing, Dreamer, or you think they're looking at you?
Now, I think one thing about me is I look.
Come on, baby, bring that shit.
And it's the curiosity, like they know that I'm not. They're like, nah, there's something that's just mysterious about her, and I gotta know what it is. That's what it is, the unknown.
She be bullshitting all the time. Anyway. I believe you. If that's what you say it is, then that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's what anybody that writes erotica, it seems like more women write it than men, they always want to know who's the person behind the words, you know? And a lot of people are shocked to find that erotica is what you write, but just if they met you or whatever, you're just a normal person that doesn't even come across like that. And so what it is, it's confusing. They're like, how can you write these words and have these thoughts? And then, you know, when I meet you, you're totally different. Like, I didn't expect that from you, you know.
So now, you know, my next question.
Well, now, wait. I disagree on that because I lie to erotica. So, I mean, I don't present myself as that person's book. Out front, but behind closed doors, very well.
So you a closet freak. You a closet freak.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You a closet freak. Hey, check this out, though. So what about men? Okay, I'm going to ask this question to Ms. Cotton and Ms. Carmen, since they're not speaking. What about men that write erotica? What do y'all think about us?
Well,
come on, ladies.
Anybody, come on. Don't just, like, we can talk to just any woman answer that question.
You can hear me, right? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
I mean,
what the hell is going on, DV?
No, I need
we can't get an answer.
Answer.
We can't get an answer.
That's what I'm saying.
What about men? What about men that write erotica?
Okay, so
what's
first
the thought process? You want
to
do what?
First, I wanted to address when you were asking about the women, some of those men actually feel like, at least if this is some of what I get, is they really believe in their minds that I'm going to, that I am the woman that they desire based on what I write.
Well,
and
you might be, shit.
It doesn't always mean that I'm going to be able to implement those same things with you because you may not be the one that I'm to be acting that out with. And I think that in their mind, they don't get that. They just see a beautiful woman. They see what the words are on the paper, but they forget that there are other aspects to me outside of what's in the book. There's other aspects to the writer.
Right.
So they got to deal with the real life aspect of me outside of the book. And I think in reality, they want everything that's in the book. But then there's this other side of me, too, because if you piss me off, you might get cussed out. If you don't bring me what I asked for, you might get cussed out. We might not talk for a day. We might, you know,
but see, they don't know. But they don't know nothing else but what they read and what they see.
Say that again.
Is that correct? They don't know what else. They don't have anything else to go on but what they see and what they read.
Exactly.
And I think that's the same thing that we, the same thing we get is like the first thing they think is, okay, you write erotica, male. You must want to write about me or some shit. Well, I don't know why they think their sex is that good. I want to write about them anyway. But, you know, they think that you want to fuck them or get with them and then you want to write about the shit. I mean, or can you do what you say in the book? And you're not even the character in the book.
Right. But it's coming from
you.
So you can write about, you're no different than an R&B singer. Women
and the game is the same. I'm glad you said that. This
exactly.
game is the same with groupies and all.
We fantasize about the man that's writing, that's singing the love song, you know, the Luther Vandrosses and the Teddy Pendergrasses, and you guys fantasize about the Beyoncés and the, you know, the other different thing. I can't think of anybody else right offhand, but
that's because nobody's in R&B no more. Both of them
you know,
dudes, man, both of them guys was had some experiences with, nah, I ain't going to get into that. We're going to get out of that sexuality. Anyway.
Yeah, don't, yeah.
Hey, but you're right, though. I mean, they only can go by what they see. So I guess what they see is a beautiful woman, not even knowing if you that woman, that's the picture. They just, you know, going on some fantasy shit, which that's what you're trying to do anyway when you write erotica, is you're trying to get that fantasy side to work anyway. Is that correct?
Yeah, you feel yeah. absolutely.
Yeah, we're trying to get it across, but not to be displayed to us personally.
Not really.
If you don't know, you know, just because I you know, I'm comfortable with my sexuality and I'm a sexual person doesn't mean I want to have sex with you. So therefore, you have to think about.
You don't.
Okay. You in general. You still have hope.
Damn. Okay.
Still hope.
I know. I'm just playing. I'm fucking with her. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm done.
I knew that was gonna fuck up, but anyway, okay. But no, really, seriously though, on a serious tip, you know, when you write this stuff, and I guess Dreema and Amani can probably attest, and Carmen, I still haven't heard from her, can attest to this that you know when you write this stuff, you're just writing because you love to write and you're just putting a story out, and you want to get tapped into somebody's erotic fantasy side of them, and make them think that the characters are believing the characters that you're writing about, because that's what I do. But the thing is when people see you, they still think that if you thought of this, then you must have this sexual side, or you've done it, or you want to do it, or something that's there. And they get this vision in their mind that, damn, you wrote that? Damn, I wonder, can you back up what you wrote, or whatever, you know. So I guess my question is do you guys get this, when you go to book signings and stuff, do people come to you, approach you with different aspects of how much is this is you? You know, you get these questions all the time. How much of this is you? Who are you in the book? Are you a character? Did you, you know, is somebody you know? You know, can y'all elaborate on that?
Well, I went with my book signing. There's a guy, I was, you know, promoting the book, and he came up to me and was like, if I buy this book, can we live out these fantasies? I'm like, no, you can get the book and pretend. You know, it's in you, but no. So, yeah, I get that a lot.
Did you have your legs out for him to see you? Did that fuck him up?
No, I didn't. I was bundled up and everything, so no.
Yeah, I was bundled up. Okay, now that was Dreema. Now, what about you, Amani? Because I know you be having them on you, too.
You know, no, I think everybody always asks that question, how much of this is real? Is this you, you know, are you in any of these stories? And I tell them, you know, probably, you know, a part of my personality is going to come through in everything I write.
And that's true.
Most of it,
true.
I mean, how can it not, you know?
Exactly.
But you got that sexual side, you got the intellectual, you got everything. And all of that can help us seep into anything you write. But like Just Me said, just because you write that stuff doesn't mean you do everything in the book. I mean, there are people who live the fantasy, the people that read about them, and there are people who deny they even have them, you know, and, you know, all types. So some
right.
of it's real, some of it's fictional, and some of it you just, I mean, life, you know, you see things, you hear things, you experience things, and it all makes its way into your work, so.
Okay.
And I think that what most people don't realize is that a lot of research goes into writing erotica. I mean, there's certainly positions or what have you that I can write about now that I didn't know about before. Like, I researched and was like, whoa, you can do
that. Yeah, because you got to make sure that there's actually physically that you can actually do the shit that you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I mean, you might write some shit. You, and if you don't write it right, he's turned this way, and then he's turned another way. How the fuck is that? You know, you got to make sure everything makes sense.
Man, let's be real. Like, I catch a book with some dude with 13 inches of dick. You know what I'm saying? Is that real? No. but, you know, there's some people.
Sometimes, but not all the time. No,
but
that ain't true.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you got 13 inches of dick, you ain't getting hard. You know, and that's just the way it is, because you know you don't have those kind of blood vessels to extend you know your penis like that. I'm saying maybe that
okay,
one dude
y'all heard that pen. Y'all heard that come y'all heard that coming from Mr. Deviant, and he's right. But I just want y'all to understand, because when y'all roast him in 13 minutes, y'all can get on his ass about that. But anyway,
no, you can't.
My thing is this. Okay, you're right, and that's why I purposely don't put in my books dicks of that length, because you know a woman's average size is 7 inches anyway. So what the fuck do you need all this extra shit hanging out of her goddamn pussy for anyway? I'd rather try to have it real as possible. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
8-9 inches. You know, I do it my size. I'm 9 inches. Fucking, I'm just long enough. Fucking, it's the width anyway. It ain't the length. So
liar. I'm sorry.
No, that ain't no liar. That ain't no liar. Women will tell you all day long it's the width. It ain't the length. But anyway. You know, you just got to be, when you write this stuff, you got to make sure you're writing it as close to real life as possible.
Right.
Because you don't want to write some bullshit. You know, people be like, damn, 13 inches. Well, maybe somebody has a fantasy for 13 inches. But that's some painful shit to the most of the women that I've heard and that said that, you know, that had that experience, if they get it. You know, so women, can y'all tell me? Because I don't know. I ain't never had all that in my ass. I don't know. That's a question for y'all. I mean, you know, I don't, excuse me.
That sounds like a hysterectomy.
Yeah, but wait.
Oh, okay.
This is the kicker. It's usually the woman giving that, you know, dude with 13 inches of dick head and swallowing the whole thing. I'm like, okay. Maybe I can believe some dude somewhere got 13 inches of dick. But a woman
I've
that can swallow all
like
13,
that.
Man, really?
You ain't like, come on, really. Seriously, come on. Now, how many women out there, if you call in, the number 347-215-8539, this is Word Sexy Radio. How many of y'all want a 13-ass-inch dick? I mean, who wants to fuck with some shit like that? Call in and tell us about it. See if you really want to do that, because, you know, I want to know. Who in the hell wants some goddamn, I ain't that long and I ain't trying to be. So, I mean, I just want to know who in the hell wants to experience it. Maybe there's some people out there that want it. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the lady,
you know,
Carmen, are you still there? Is Carmen still there?
I spoke.
God damn, Carol Carmen.
Damn,
girl. I know you was talking, but I mean, damn, girl. You just, I know you're going to go off on my boy. And let me see what the chat room was talking about real quick.
No.
I know. He's still waiting. Just me, Tony, T-Rankers. Oh, we got some people on here. They're going to be on you. Mentally? Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
They said they want the second hour of DV Hits Interrogation. Okay.
We're going to be harassment. I want to call this. Sexual harassment.
Let me ask y'all something. I'm the main host of this show, and I didn't get this kind of treatment. What the hell is something wrong with Red?
That's
nobody
want
to know that about me.
You know why? That's because they
why?
Just threw you through it. Wait, Cotton threw it on us that day. You know what I'm saying? So there was no forewarning. We didn't talk about it at the beginning of the show. It was just kind of like, Red, we don't get to roast you, and so we all. That's when I just made the questions off the top of my head. Remember that?
Okay, so do you got any questions for our ladies tonight? You know, the simple questions we always ask, the one-liners.
Oh, yeah, man.
Before we do that, we got a caller maybe that might have something to say. 816, calling out of Kansas City. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Well, you know you're calling from Kansas City. You have a question? And please don't hang up if you didn't have a question. I don't want you to. I'm not running you away. Okay, they don't have a question. I'm going to let that go. Okay, go ahead.
Give me 30 seconds.
Go ahead, D. Go ahead, D. Go ahead, D. Go ahead. Oh, you're chewing. Okay. All right, well, while he's getting his questions ready, what's going to happen right now, Miss Amani and Miss Dreamer? I don't know if this happened with you guys before when you were on the show, but what DV does is he gives you a series of questions, and you have to answer the first thing that comes to your mind, one-word answers to these questions.
Yeah.
So are y'all ready? He's going to ask you both, and you both answer separately.
Okay. Baby, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. Stop
all
eating,
right,
bro.
Where is it? Man, you know what? I ain't had nothing to eat all day. I'm smashing. I don't care what you say.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But, all right, guys. Basically, what I like to do is, you know, so the audience gets a chance to know who you are. I ask some off-topic, you know, crazy-ass questions so that, you know, understand who you are and how you think. So I guess the first person I'm going to choose is the most quiet one, Dreamer. You ready? Ready, baby? You all quiet.
Come on, Dreamer. She said, damn. She said, damn.
She was being quiet for a reason. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
yeah.
We ain't going to let that happen. All right, so
no.
Whatever question I ask, you either got to answer with a one-word answer, answer as briefly as possible, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Which is worse, all right, a man with smelly burps or always farting? Come on. Which is worse?
Clock's ticking, the clock's ticking, come on.
Damn, this is like,
what?
This is new record. A new record in slowness.
You ain't lying. Come on, Dreamer. Come on, baby. I know you got it. No answer. Say no answer
no,
if you
I
have no answer.
That's what I said.
Oh, she said
she
four.
Said,
it's okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Which is worse, conceited people or people who always claim they hate it all?
Conceited people.
Which is worse, a hairy ass or hairy feet?
Hairy ass.
All right. Always failing or never trying?
Never trying.
All right. Give me the name of a movie that you cried watching.
The Color Purple.
All right. One word describes you and sex.
Adventurous.
All right. Drug test.
Damn,
for
I didn't
welfare
get
that. Drug test for welfare or not?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay, which is worse? Women who dance by themselves or women with no rhythm?
Women with no rhythm.
Occupy Wall Street or not?
What did you say?
Occupy Wall Street or not?
Or not.
Favorite Heavy D song?
How old was you when Heavy D was out? God damn it, shit.
Like,
I got nothing but love for you, honey. So.
Yeah, nothing but love.
All right, when
okay.
I'm not writing, when I'm not writing, I like to.
When I'm not writing, I like to listen to music.
You like to what?
No.
Yeah. Listen to music.
All right, so you off the hot seat.
Okay,
Armani.
I think, you know, as far as time goes, I think you have the longest time in this in the history of this show. So we got you clocked down. If anybody is ever slower than you, we're going to give you a ring and be like, somebody beat your time.
God damn it. I was going to play the sound on you, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, you know. I basically ate everything on my plate before she finished. So
I thought she was going. I just knew she was going to answer when she's not writing. She like, fuck. But no, that of course that was my answer.
Yeah, that was yours. You should have said, man. I should ask them the questions I asked you.
Oh no, why don't you ask her money? Because she's next.
You know what? I still got the questions I asked you. But they
don't do her any special favors.
They geared towards red. They geared towards red. You know, they man questions. They not, you know, female questions.
Okay, well, don't give them to her then, because she ain't no man. Trust me. No.
All right, go ahead, Armani. D.D., hit me.
We're going to go ahead and get to all right. Which is worse, always failing or never trying?
Never trying.
All right. Drug test before welfare?
Yes.
Yeah. Should you have to take a drug test? So you can go up. When I'm not writing, I like to
watch crime shows.
All right. Favorite Heavy D song? Can't pick the same one. Huh?
No. The Now That We Found Love. Now That We Found Love.
All right. I like that answer. All right.
Yeah.
Which is worse? Which is worse, a man with smelly burps or always farting?
Farts.
God. Oh. Smelly burps is worse than me. All right. Which is worse, women who dance by themselves or women with no rhythm?
Women who dance by themselves.
Hairy ass, hairy feet.
Uh-oh, nope. She's about to break the record.
Which is worse?
No,
hairy,
no, no.
Which is
no,
worse?
I said
hairy ass.
No, I said hairy ass.
She said both. She said both.
All right. You can't say both. All right.
No, I didn't say.
Oh.
I didn't say both.
So a movie that you cried watching.
You can't say both. You said the
you can't say both. Anyway,
answer.
A movie
that's
that you cried watching.
One word answer.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
You cried during that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to answer that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, don't
one
get,
word.
You're getting roasted in 4 minutes.
Right,
one word,
then
I'm going to go real slow. I'm going to ask these questions real slow.
Okay.
One word that describes
you in
sex.
I got a song
sex.
Coming up.
One word describes you in sex.
Fun.
Uh-oh.
All right, I'm done. You know what? This took too long. Kind of like, oh.
Yeah. But that's okay, because what we're going to do right now is we're going to do an intermission song real quick, and then once we come back from this song, chat room, get ready, and anybody who's got any questions, we're going to be roasting Mr. DV Hint, the
Ooh.
Deviant One himself, right after this, and we're going to get this thing hot and live, because all these women are going to be on his ass, and I'm going to sit back and just laugh like a motherfucker. So the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we want you to do that. But I'm going to bring this Jill Scott joint to you right now because I want to hear this one. So that's what we're going to do real fast.
I'm going to do my woosah.
Oh.
questions in. All you got to do is write them down. And now we're ready again as we bring you back the second hour of Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. Now, we know y'all got questions. This is what y'all been waiting on lately.
No. I'm going to put
we're
going to
go
disclosure.
Ahead. No. We're not going
to
close
right
nothing.
To refuse any question.
Nope. You can't do anything. But except what you did. Now, if you don't want to answer the question, then you have the right not to. But my thing is the ladies have waited a week. They went over Thanksgiving holiday getting these questions ready so that they can get your ass. So you might as well take it like a man.
You're just making
they want to just take it like a man, brother. Okay, now, Miss Cotton.
Yes.
Are you there? This is your segment. We want you to run this thing because you're the one that wanted to do this. So I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to sit back and just kind of listen and kind of see what's up, and I'm going to run the chat room and get questions there. But I want you to go ahead and, ladies, guests, you have questions. You can ask him whatever you want, and we're going to do that. So just me, you there too?
Oh, thank God. Oof. At least just me ain't there. She know too much.
Did Carmen leave?
No, Carmen is still here.
Okay. Now, Carmen, you and Cotton, I want y'all to go ahead and start this because y'all really want to get this guy. So go ahead.
Remember, I know where you call in every Monday. Remember this.
Look, man. You need to be quiet. Stop tripping, okay?
Right.
Don't
you're
accept going to
be threatening people. No.
Okay. Come on now. Go ahead.
It's a promise.
All right, go ahead.
I don't care very easy. That sounds like a sexual threat to me, and I might pick you up on it. Okay.
Oh, damn. I might let you. All right, well, Ms. Cotton, are you there? You going to run this thing?
I am here, and I am ready. Okay, so I was going to ask some Arthur questions, but I really don't want to ask any Arthur questions because DV is a book writer. So, you know, he's good with words as well. So I want to ask, my first question actually is going to be, have you ever been married?
Yes.
Would you marry a woman that you met online?
Never.
What makes you think that you could sleep with more than one woman at a time?
What was the question? What makes me what?
I said, sleep with more than one woman at a time?
Experience.
Ooh. And satisfy her. Them.
Oh, experience. Not only that, but in fact, I'm still in contact with a few of them, so if I...
There's the bragging rights. There they go. There the bragging comes in.
Hold on. Can I get in here for just a minute? Go ahead.
No.
Say who you are when you say before you ask your question.
Oh, this is Carmen. Last week, you told us about some of the women that you had turned into lesbians, and so do you have...
I don't recall this conversation.
You were doing wrong?
I don't recall this conversation.
Act like a politician, brother. Don't act like a politician now. Come on. You need to answer. Be a man. Answer your questions now. Come on.
I never said I turned a woman to a lesbian. I said, but there have been women that I've engaged with threesomes with that find out that they enjoy the company of another woman, yes.
And so, again, that goes back to Cotton's question. So do you think that there might be something that you're lacking in?
I would never say that I'm lacking anything, but I will say there are things I have yet to learn.
Okay.
Not you, the deviant one. Okay.
DV, you're 34, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you think you're capable of satisfying a woman that's 40 something?
I've done it.
You've done it.
In fact, I've done it in front of her husband.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Ms. Kyle. Does he have an ad on Craigslist?
Damn.
Right?
Who said that? Was that Amani or who said that?
No, that's Carmen.
Christmas garment.
Okay. Now, ladies, yes, you know, you can ask Dreamer. You guys can ask questions if you have some as well. Now, you don't have to just let Carmen and Cotton do it. I want you guys, yes. I want all y'all to get on.
Okay, I'll ask. What was your, how was your first threesome?
My first?
How did it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was 13 when I lost my virginity.
And
the girl was 17. So.
She said your first threesome, man. Foursome.
Oh, my first threesome was in high school. It was kind of awkward. Actually, my girlfriend had brought me into it, and I didn't know about it. So we got into the bedroom, and she brought her friend with her. I'm like, cool, this is hot. Then her friend started feeling it all over me. I'm like, yeah, it's not hot no more. You know, so I felt kind of used at that point. But then when I got to college, that whole used thing went away, and it blew my mind. So I don't want to get into a detailed story about the whole high school ordeal, because me and that girl ended up falling out.
So do you think that that has, like, do you think your sexual experiences have anything to do with the way you write books?
Yes. The things that you do always have, like, I hear a lot of people saying that their characters aren't them, but all of our characters are extensions of us, because these are the things that we would say, or we believe people around us would say, given any set of conditions or circumstances. So whenever we write books, a part of us is that book, which is why we get so hurt when people don't like what we have to say, because that's an extension of us, you know. So every one of my characters has a personality trait of me, and I'd be lying if I said anything otherwise, but they're not me. They're not, you know, the things I would think and do, but given a certain situation, these are the things that I might think and do, or people I know might think and do.
Okay, so since you brought up this, you know, thing about this diverse sexual experience being at the age of 13, and Rare can answer this too if he wants to. Do you think that should be a normal practice for a young boy at that age to be sexually active during that time? Do you think that like, mentally has an effect on you as an adult male?
I would never paint a broad stroke with anybody. Just like there are other countries in the world that let their kids drink at 10, 11, 12, there are countries where they let their children marry at 12, 13, or 14. The thing is, there's a huge round of immaturity in the United States. Sex is taboo. Parents aren't allowed to talk about it, so if you hear about it, it's funny. Hee hee ha ha. My experiences helped me grow into the individual I am, because sex was something sacred to me, not something that, you know, I needed every weekend. You know, I didn't know how terrible I was at sex until college, where I met somebody who took the time to show me the things that women truly want. So, I mean, would I have learned any sooner? Who knows? But like I said, it was a big gap between 13 and the age that I learned truly on what it is to do to a woman. So I'm not going to, if my son, I would never allow him to get laid at 13. We'd be fighting. Okay. I mean, really knuckling. Somebody get knuckled. But, you know, but that's only because I would rather talk to him about these things than allow him to find out and then have to talk to him afterwards.
Okay. And I'm asking because, you know, I hear a lot of men say, and there's quite a few men that say that they had sex at such an early age. Now, I have a 13-year-old, and I think if I found out that he had sex with somebody, I probably would lose my mind because I don't, you know, because for some reason we as society have the tendency to think that it's okay for a man to have sex, you know, a boy to have sex at such a young age. But when it happens to a young girl, it's so devastating, and it's just absolutely outrageous that this happened to this young girl, and why is she doing this?
And the reason why is because women are typically left with the burden of proof. You know, if a guy is having sex, you can't tell. If a woman's having sex, you know, there's a 50% chance that, you know, a birth, you know, her belly getting bigger means something that ain't supposed to.
Possibly.
So, I mean, the thing is, the reason why we push such heavy stipulations on women is typically because if the man walks away, she is still stuck. You know, not stuck in a bad sense, but, you know, stuck in the sense that if he doesn't want to take care of this child, society says, okay, well, if he walk away, that's perfectly fine. But if she were to walk away, all of a sudden she's the worst mother ever. You know, so, I mean, it's the societal norm that dictates, you know, our everything that we think is fine and everything that we think is not. Go ahead, Red. Bring it home, baby.
What you want me to say, man? This is about you right now.
Yeah, but she asked you too.
Did anybody else have any questions?
Well, she asked, do I think it's, at that age, is that feasible for a young man to get in sexually active at that age? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you from my experience, you know, I wanted to, I thought I did, but I'm like you on that as far as that goes. I can only speak about what I went through. You know, you have urges and wants, things that you want to do, but you don't know what you want to do at that age. And I think that, you know, our society is different from those of Germany or any other countries where they're actually letting people drink at 12 and all this stuff and getting married at younger ages. But do I think it's right for a man to or a boy to get sexually active at 13? Probably not. You know, because he doesn't know what to do with himself. So how do you know what to do with trying to satisfy a woman or a girl or whatever? But, you know, I think it also goes on with the fact that how he's given this, how he's been taught this. Because it's how it's done. It's not what's done. It's how it's done. So if it's done in a manner with a woman that is older, which you would call a pedophile or something like that today, but if an older woman was to give this boy some, you know, how can I say this, to give him some training in this matter and train him on what he should do, then it might be a positive thing. But I'm not saying it's something that we should condone. I'm saying that, you know, it depends on how it's done, if it's going to be done.
Right. Not only that, at 13 years old, I was still calling a penis a wee-wee. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just kind of one of those things that you never truly know how mature the child is. And because you never really know how mature the child is, I would rather keep the kid away from sex or at least try to stop him from being sexually active for as long as I can so that he knows as much information as he possibly can about sex.
Okay, before we go any further, is Dreamer still on the line?
I am.
Okay, Amani dropped off. I don't know if she can't get back in or what the case is, but is there any way you can find out if she's what she's done or if she's coming back? Because I wanted you guys to kind of talk about, you know, how we can get your books and all that stuff, you know, closer to the end of the segment. So is there any way you can kind of find that out?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Whoever has questions, go ahead.
I have another question for DJ.
Okay.
I'm about to put you in a real hot seat right now, DB, okay?
I don't know what a hot seat is.
All right, so then you should be comfortable with this question.
And Mary is also, your mic is on too, Mary, if you got a question.
Hey, Mary. So DB.
Yes.
You had conversations on Red's show with each of these ladies, correct?
Yes.
So you have some idea of what they look like and what their conversation is like. Am I right?
I have no idea what anyone looks like. And the reason why is, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
I'll check.
Well, see, I never want to judge people. I never want to judge people by how they look. It's the quality of their work that impresses me.
Okay. So based on the quality of their work, which one of these ladies do you think you would take out, ask out on a date or want to do or whatever?
Okay.
Wow.
In all honesty, I've only had the opportunity.
You can get in the hot seat because we are listening.
I've only had the opportunity to read out of everyone's book. The only one that I've actually read cover to cover is the anthology that Just Me Imani and Dream are in, between
okay.
the sheets. So because those are the only ones that I've currently, you know, that I've had the opportunity to read, it could only be between those three.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not fair, but, you know.
You got three choices.
Well, you know what? I would probably pick Imani, and the reason why is because I know just me personally, and you know, and that kind of ruins it for me because I know her.
Mm-hmm.
So then it puts it down to two, and because Dreema is so shy, I'm more of an introvert by nature. So I would need somebody who is an extrovert, and Imani seems
okay.
like an extrovert.
Can I step in for just a minute? Can I step in for just a second? The chat room is starting to explode. All right.
Wow.
There's a couple of women on the chat room that's saying, so are you going to take me out? And the next one said, me next. And I'm not going to tell you who's who yet. But there's a couple of people that you've been around that wants to go out with you.
Okay,
well,
who so we can find out the answer?
Remember, I will never hook up with nobody online, so.
They said you scared now. They said you scared, brother. They said you scared.
You know what?
You're starting to fold, here. Brother. You're folding,
hey,
man. You're folding. Okay. Do you want me to tell you
who they
here?
Are? See what we do. Go ahead.
Come to Houston. Oh,
yeah.
They said you can't handle it. Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Women always say that when they get scared.
Is that it?
Okay.
Well, let me tell you.
The mantra of a scared woman.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, no, look, they saying they want to double-team you since you got experience with threesomes.
There you go.
Well,
huh?
There you go,
hey.
DV.
Huh?
Inquire
DV,
you want to know.
You must be hot, brother. That's all I got to say.
The people have spoken. The people have
ain't
spoken,
nobody trying
sir.
To get with me. But let me tell you something. These two women are people you know.
But I take it in humbleness. I take it in humbleness. Because I know one of those women is probably Melody. And
she said,
and
I ain't scared. You scared because I'm older. Lack of experience.
Lack of experience, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't blame a younger age for lack of experience, because we all know better than that. And I live it when women try me. Because you know what? When you surpass their expectations, all of a sudden, you know, they eat crows. I like that.
You know, I have yet for a man to make me eat crow. I've been waiting on that.
I love to be wrong. There's nothing I enjoy
hey,
more.
Somebody said that I'm taken. What does that mean? You're gonna write that I'm taken. So what are you saying? Are you saying that?
But see, more than anything, I'm all about.
And
I
then they said they never eaten crow. This other person's talking to you, DB. They never eaten crow.
She ain't eating cooch, and we can't get down.
She ain't eating coochie. Oh, damn.
Yeah. She want to do the threesome, right? So if she ain't never had coochie, we can't get down.
You know, DB, you are off to you 34.
Yes. Hey, this person said they eat what's necessary, brother. They said they'll eat what's necessary.
Well, then go ahead and shoot me an email, dvhit@gmail.com.
Always good coochie, though. They said always good coochie, always
well,
good coochie.
Even I don't eat it. Even I don't eat bad coochie. This is what it is.
Well, I'm just saying, brother. This is what we're getting. Okay, now Mary, are you there?
Yes.
Do you have anything? I know this is getting a little off to what we normally do, but do you have any questions for Mr.
This
DV?
Is right on par.
No.
Okay. All right.
She's like,
he's
nasty.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone. but is Dreema still there?
Dreema,
are you still there?
Yeah, right, I'm here.
Okay, Dreema, I'm sorry. Okay, I know Ms. Cotton got a question, but I hope Imani didn't get upset or anything because she's not back yet. So I'm hoping that that's not the case. Was that again? I'm sorry.
I'll interrupt the interview.
I'm sorry, you came in broken, huh?
She received a phone call.
Oh, she got a call. Okay, well, that works. Okay, well, as long as there's nothing that's because it's hard to get her mad, so if she's pissed, you know, that would be fucked up. So, okay, well, y'all go ahead and keep fucking with him. Y'all got about 10 minutes to fuck with his ass, because I'm going to give y'all some time to talk about y'all y'all books and where we can get them at, and everybody a chance, because we got all these authors on here. We want people to know how to get your information, so we will do that. So go ahead, y'all, go ahead, Ms. Cotton. Actually, you got 18 minutes to fuck with his ass. Go ahead.
How are you going to double it?
I was checking to see if anybody else had any questions. I don't want to put these.
Well, Carmen, you got any questions? Because you said you was going to roast
me,
Carmen.
I got some. I'm ready.
Come on, Carmen. Go ahead, Carmen. Go.
The breath.
Go ahead, baby.
Are you safe?
Yes.
Are you safe? I like that question.
What do you feel about being more selective when it comes to women? I mean, you know, it's funny to me because I always hear men don't want a woman who's been passed around. And I personally have the same philosophy when it comes to a man.
Who said that?
You're good enough to hold yourself out for a relationship or for a certain kind of woman, then I don't want you either, because to me you've been passed around.
Right. I can understand it.
What do you think
but
about
the truth of the matter,
when it comes to who you are intimate with?
Put it, I would never, okay, my standards are simple as this. If I would never want to accidentally have a child with you, I'm not sleeping with you. You know what I'm saying? That is my standard. If something goes wrong, the condom breaks or, you know, the pill doesn't work or whatever type of birth control we're on, if it just so happens that life finds a way, then the woman who I sleep with is someone who I feel, you know, if worse came to worse, I wouldn't mind having a child with. And for me, I typically don't like kids. I don't like other people's kids. Okay, let me just go ahead and say it like that. And the reason why I don't like other people's kids is because I was raised with a great deal of respect for elders. You know, I still, like, if I had cousins older than me, I still called them ma'am and mister and, you know, auntie and uncle, even though they were my cousins. So I was raised with a great deal of respect. So if I'm going to have a child with a woman that I'm having sex with, that is my prerequisite. If I can't ever see us having a child together and being happy, then I'm not going to have sex. I'm past the age where I need to sleep with everybody and everything. That's not who I am, and that's not what I do. I mean, occasionally, you know, we all bust off the show and do something a little wild, you know. But at the end of the day, if I can't see myself ever having sex with you, then there's no relationship at all.
Just be and ahead and ask your question.
About that, man.
Go ahead. Just be, please ask your question. Oh, God. I'm looking at the chat room. She got a question for you. You still on here, Just Be?
What's the question? Just
do I have her? Let me see. Do I have her?
This has made your day.
Okay. Well, she's not asked the question. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead and ask it for her.
Can you hear me?
No. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ask your question.
My question is this. Very, very simple. And I'm not going to ask the question that I put in the chat room. I think
no,
because
I ain't going to. I'm going to read that shit, though, in a few minutes, though.
This is my question. I need to know, DV,
mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
This conversation before, Boo, so I need to understand, why do you have such an issue with homosexuality and men? And you don't mind a threesome. You don't mind, hey, you don't mind a woman sitting there eating pussy being happy, but you have a problem with a dick anywhere near your face. Why is that? Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to tell you like this. whenever I get down, like, I like being a star of my shit. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no other dicks guest starring anywhere near me.
Why?
That's just my philosophy. Now, I have no problem with homosexuality. Whether it be two women or two men.
Whether it be two men.
Because I have, I genuinely speak with a friend of mine at least a couple times a week. We used to work together. And he calls me, and just as long as, you know, we have a casual conversation, but I would never ask anybody who's a woman to start telling me about her sexual exploits if she's a lesbian. I don't want to hear that, you know, no more than I want to hear about two dudes banging it out, you know, and that's just me. I don't want to hear these things.
Just
I mean,
me says,
have,
can I have your baby, honey?
Sweetie, you make them pretty, so I think about it.
But see, I have an issue with the simple fact because we know each other on a level, DV.
But see, that's the thing. Because I know you. And you know what? know, sometimes when you know somebody too well, you're like, yeah, you know, one of us is going to manipulate the other, and I already see that.
Go ahead.
Red, see, what you don't understand, and everybody in the world needs to understand, is because Dee is just a little afraid of what old woman and just me could probably
do. You know what?
I'll
let you. I'll let you believe that so that you feel better.
Hey, look, DV. But wait, let me get in this for a minute. Let me get in this for a second. Just so you know, Melanie and Just Me are thinking about having a threesome with you, and they want to get with you and do this thing. So, and they want to do it before the end of 2011. So, what's going to happen? You got a few days. What's going to go down?
They pulling your chain. Because Melanie, I work with you.
Nothing but a road trip.
Is that what it is? A Houston trip is what I'm seeing. No, what is 210 mean? What is that about?
Hey, wait.
What is 210? What is that?
210 is Dayton, that's San Antonio.
Yeah, that's
242 miles.
Okay, look, I'm hearing some feedback again. I don't know where it's coming from.
But my philosophy is this. I never shit where I eat, you know, and I work with Melody and I work with Just Me. So if anything were to fall, if anything were to jump off and fall apart, I would be upset.
No, you wouldn't, because see, then that would just mean,
because I don't need somebody driving all the way from San Antonio every weekend just for some ass. Because then that takes away all the potential.
Oh no, see, I wouldn't drive every weekend. I would not
okay,
drive
look.
Every weekend. But you might have to drive every weekend to get some pussy, some good pussy at that. So, hey.
Damn.
There's not a woman on planet Earth who don't swear she got good gear between
Miss Cotton. Miss Cotton.
Miss Cotton.
Yeah. Are you still there?
I am here.
Is this going the way you imagined this to go? Because this is your second. So is this shit going the way you wanted to go? All about DV and who he gonna fuck and who he ain't gonna fuck and all that shit. Is that what you want?
Hey, we need to get off this. We need to get off this quickly.
Red asked me why did I want to ask DV questions? And I said, I've never really had a conversation with DV. I really don't know a whole lot about DV. And so I thought that this was a great opportunity for me to hear what DV really has to say and who DV really is on the other side of this phone so far away. Because I think DV is, like, I'm in California, so he's definitely
right.
Nowhere near. So,
well,
you know,
look, I'm going to tell DV is kind of my persona. He is the alter ego of who I truly am. But the thing is, we all have a little DV inside of us.
We got
so,
some feedback. I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, I'm hearing some echo.
Okay.
Hello.
Right,
that's better.
It's still there. But anyway,
it's definitely going like I'm better than I thought.
But like I tell people, in real life, I'm an introvert. I don't even go out of my way to meet women. It's just kind of like every now and then I will meet somebody who will come up to me and start a conversation. But by nature, you know, I'm just kind of at that point in my life where I don't feel like going out and introducing myself to every woman who's beautiful. That's just, you know, that was fine, you know, 3, 4, 10 years ago. But like I said, I'm at a point in my life where I'm not trying to chase tail. That's not who I am. Nah, I mean, if
you know,
if
some
you
bullshit, man. That is bullshit. But anyway, now we're done with your segment. We're gonna let that go. Now we got about 29 minutes left, and what I want to do is I want to spend some time, since we got all these people on, and especially with Imani since she's back. I want to give her and Dreama a chance to tell people how they can get her books, how they can get their books, and you know, Miss Carmen and Miss Cotton and Just Me and everybody. Since we all authors here, we want to spend this time now and kind of get your information out so people, if they're interested in your craft, how they can get it. We're going to start with our guests, Imani and Dreama, and then we'll go down the line.
Dreama, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, you can get our book, Sarah Sledding, Barnes & Noble, the Kindle. If you have an e-reader, you can download it on that. It's actually, it's on sale for $2.99.
We're thinking about running a special for the holiday. You can check me out on Facebook. On Twitter, Jennifer Warren. And I do have a blog. It's guyserotichaven.com. And you can read my poetry, stories, and beginning. So just check that out.
That feedback is killing me.
Okay.
But wait, Amani.
Somebody, I don't know where the feedback is coming from, but we're getting all this echo. And I apologize, listeners, for that. I don't know where it's coming from. But Amani, go ahead and tell us how they can get your information.
NCMPublishing.com. You can get our books from there. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, like Dream said. I have a blog also. It's called TrueRotica, TrueRotica.blogspot. And Barnes & Noble Stores. Facebook, I'm Imani True. And Twitter, I'm author Imani True. And that's where you can find me. And pretty much Dreamer and I are in most of the same places. So.
Right. So, ladies, let me ask y'all this before we go anywhere. Wait a minute, let me get this in real quick, and then you can go ahead and ask your question. Would you ladies be willing to come back on the show? Because I know y'all have some stuff that's coming up in February and all that.
Right.
Would you be willing to come back?
I'd like to come back in February, for sure.
Okay, so you didn't get a little crazy tonight, did you? Because this DV quest to get his ass didn't turn you away, did it? Because I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want y'all to be ran off because of that.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that, Red. We home on your show, so I just got a call from my son in college, and I had to take care of something. So.
Okay, well, that's good. I just want to make sure because I would never. Now, you know, we don't want to do that. We don't want to offend you guys. Now, go ahead, DV. I know you had a question for them real quick.
Right, and, you know, you kind of put it there. The book you got coming out in February, what is actually the name of it so that, you know, anybody who's listening already has it on their radar?
It's called Little Something Something.
Okay, Little Synopsis. Brief Synopsis.
A Little Something Something.
Gimme.
Yeah.
Say that again, sir?
Of course.
That's it. You know, a brief synopsis. So, you know, a little teaser.
We got
a little
wife.
Something,
yeah, I got a wife. I'm tired of her husband getting a little something-something on the side. So she finds herself, and in the end, she gets her a little something-something. So she kind of turns the table on his husband who's been cheating on her a little bit. So.
I should have had that Maxwell song so I could play that.
She flips the script on him a little bit, and... A little something-something don't always mean what you think.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Carmen.
Yes.
Carmen, the trashy diva, book diva Jones. The trashy book diva Jones.
Yeah, let me know what to get
you. Tell us about you real quick. How can I get your information, your book, to what you have out?
Oh, my goodness, that feedback is really crazy. I can't hear you, Red. Say it again.
We wanted to kind of find out how people can get your book or anything that you have put out, how they can get in contact with you. And the feedback is killing me. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Thank you so much to your listeners. It showed me so much love last week. It was ridiculous. I think I got like 20 friend requests on Facebook. People were hitting my hair care website. Keep it coming. You don't have to worry about emailing me too much. There's no such thing. I think hair is like my second passion. I love talking about it. I'll talk to you about it all day. You can ask me a million questions. If I don't know the answer, I will find it because I feel like it might happen to me one day. So I have to know. So I really appreciate all the love that they've shown me.
And Carmen, before you go further, I have a request from you. When you get a chance, I need you to write me on Facebook because I need to get your information, phone number, stuff, so you can talk to my friend. Who has the same situation that you are in, and when they want to get some information on the hair.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean,
that's great. Like I said, they showed me so much love, and I noticed that some people had you vouching for them first. if they want you to vouch for them first, that's fine. But if not, I pretty much accept, I think, almost all friend requests. As long as you're not, you know, got clan symbols up on your thing, then I'll pretty much accept your friend request. So I appreciate all the love. I appreciate all the questions. My books are, you can find at trashybookdiva.com and then Amazon, everywhere, you know, books are sold. My next project is going to be aimed completely at the kids. It's going to be a Black history project teaching young Black children their history so that we realize that we're more than just February.
Okay.
Hey, Carmen.
All right. Miss Carmen.
Hey, Carmen.
Go ahead,
like I said, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and get, one of Miss Carmen's books, so I have a chance to, you know, see what, a chance to pick her brain.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Miss Carmen, how can people get your information on your books?
Oh, trashybookdiva.com. You can friend me on Facebook, Carmen Jones. Miss Cotton, please friend me.
Can you hear me, Cotton? Because I know you're there. I see you and your number's still there.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's feedback, but I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, the feedback's kind of messed up right now, and I apologize for that. We just wanted you to go ahead and kind of say how people can get your books and all that stuff if you can. And also, Carmen wanted you to friend her on Facebook. So go ahead and explain it.
Okay, so I have a new website, everybody. And the website is www.softspokenpoet.com. So you can find me there, and you can also find me on Facebook, Amazon. The first book I released is called Love Letter. I have Strong in My Woman, He's Beautiful to Me, and a couple more that you can also find on Facebook. Amazon. The keyword is Cotton with a K, K-O-T-T-Y-N. The next book that I'll be releasing is January 3rd. And I'm doing a seasonal tour, which I will be I'm doing Winter Love here in Sacramento, and then I'll be doing Summer Love in Kansas, where Red is, and he's going to be helping support that.
Ooh, I love support.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? DV,
what's up? Oh, you think you? I'm thinking you asked me enough questions, but
since you just wanted man, we want you to go ahead and put out how people can get to you, how they get to Brooks, and
well,
all that.
It's nice to be wanted for one night, you know. So I can't complain. Currently, like my name is DV. I'm the author of two novels. Valentine, If You Don't Sell, can be found on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold, with Melody and nine other authors, including Just Me. There's another anthology coming out called Untapped. It's a collection of erotic firsts and shorts. So that should be out before the end of next month. That's what, you know, that's the date we're looking at. As of now, I'm just, you know, writing the follow-ups to those Valentine's If You Don't Tell. So in addition to hosting the show, those are the other things that keep me busy. So you can find both my website, nipressbooks.com and naughtyinkpress.com. And you can, anyone who wants to contact me, I can be found on Facebook or email me at dvhent@gmail.com.
All right, well, I think we've hit everyone, except for myself.
I'm going to have to burn somebody's phone. I know this now.
Yeah, I don't know where the feedback's coming from. But as everybody know, I'm Red Snapper. And I'm the author of several books. I have actually 10 novels out of one anthology. And I also have a book that's going to be coming out that I actually, Imani True is actually the mother of this book that I'm getting ready to put out next year under my real name. And this book is a my first nonfiction book that I'm going to be putting out. It's you know, a lot of you, if you've been following me on Facebook, you've kind of seen I've been putting pictures out about my progress of me losing weight, and I lost over 100 pounds within the last 8 months. So what I'm going to do is, a lot of people have been asking me, and somebody even came to me and asked I should put a book out explaining how that happened. So I am writing a book, and that book is going to come out probably in spring next year. And it's called Change Your Lifestyle, Change Your Life, and it's going to explain how I actually lost the weight and what you can do to do that. So I'm going to be bringing that out, and like I said, Imani True, she's the one that gave that title, so I got to give her that the props on that, because she definitely birthed that for me and helped me to get it to go forth. So that is coming. Also, as Ms. Cotton was speaking, I think I kind of spoke a little bit early on this about we're going to try to have a Midwest version of the Harlem Book Fest in June, hopefully the 22nd through the 24th of June. We're going to try to do, are we going to do a Kansas City Book Fest where we're going to be getting about 50 authors together to come in and sell their books. They'll have tables, vending tables, and you can share tables if you like. Tables are probably going to be about $150 a piece. And if you want to share with an author, that's fine. I don't care. You know, two at a table. And we're going to have on that Friday night, it's going to be a poetry event that Miss Cotton is doing. It's going to be Summer Love, and she's going to be doing that. So we're going to need some poets for that. So if you're interested in that, we'll be getting poets for that, and she's going to be running that, spearheading that. And also on that Saturday, there'll be a party hosted by yours truly. So we'll have that weekend set up, and as we get the details, we'll do more on that. So you know, just stay posted, stay tuned, and we'll be doing that. We'll be talking about that as we get that to come to life. But like I said, I have these novels. I have paranormal, erotica. I have all types of stuff. You know, it's out there. And if you want to get me, you can get me on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever books are sold. I'm on Facebook, as you know. I have two Facebook pages because my first one is overwhelmed now. So I'm Red Snapper page 2 is out there. I also have a blog called RedSnappersPlayhouse.com where you can listen to the show there as well. And there's a lot of things I'm doing, so we're just trying to get it going. And I definitely like having people on the show that like to be on the show and talk these discussions that we have. And you know, you all are welcome to come back anytime you like. All you got to do is let me know. We'll get you on. You can do a plug-in anytime you got something new coming out. That's what we do on Word, Sex, and Radio. We promote each other. We help each other out. We get it out there. And we can get you interviewed. We can get you whatever you need. If you just want to come on and say, hey, my name is so-and-so, I got this new book coming out, we do that. That's what we do here. And we like to talk shit. That's what it's about. And I never send out questions because I intentionally don't do that because I want you to be you who you are when you come on Word, Sex, and Radio. So. And, you know, that's what we do here on the show. So hopefully all of you will definitely come back. We've got about 15 minutes, so we're not ready to get rid of you yet. But I just want to give some time to Imani and Dreamer right now and everybody else. If they have any other things that they want to say right now that they may have forgot to say earlier, you know, take this time right now and kind of bring it out, you know, some things that you want to do, you know, that are saying right at this time.
Well, I would like to do.
No,
I'm
okay.
Is that Imani?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Imani.
Yeah. I wanted to ask Cotton. She mentioned Sacramento. Did you have a book event a little while back and we sent you a copy?
Yes, I did. I have
All right. Okay, so I know who you are then. Okay.
All this time.
Okay. I didn't make the connection with the person I sent the book to and you, and I just went on Facebook. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay.
That's why I was so excited to finally talk to you because we've never spoken
you know, verbally, and we've only had this Facebook connection going on. So.
Right, you know.
And
okay.
I really appreciated the books that you sent, because I ended up, I raffled them off, and so they ended up, it turned out very nicely. I actually took pictures, and I never got a chance to upload them so that you could see the basket where your book was in there and everybody's books were in this basket. It was very beautiful.
Okay, so now I can put a name, a face with a name, and a, you know, a product with a name, and I see your poetry, so now I got that connection. Thank you for that.
Okay, Miss Dreamer. You still there? Is she gone?
Yeah, she may have gone. She may have found out.
Yeah, she probably dropped out. Okay. All right, well, Carmen, and anybody else got anything else? Cotton, you said you was getting ready to say something. When you was getting ready to speak on something?
I wanted to do a poem, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. DV?
I have no problem with that. Would y'all like to hear a poem? Is this for DV, or do I need to get off the line, or what?
I mean, I know, right?
This is all about goddamn DV's ass. Shit, I mean.
Don't hate her. Don't
need to hang up, or what? I mean, you know.
Yeah, hate is such an ugly color on you, man.
Yeah, I know it, man. I know.
Is DV still on the phone?
Yes.
You know, he ain't going nowhere. He's here.
I just want to make sure because, see, I remember, and then, see, this touched me because DV said that he doesn't really, poetry doesn't touch him like that unless somebody's standing in front of him saying it all. So, you know, we working on DV. We really working on deep in a lot of different areas, okay?
Right.
So, anyway, this form isn't for DV. I just want to make that clear. I just wanted to make sure that he was still there. That's all.
Yeah, I'm
right. I don't want you to have to fight.
Whatever you say, Ms. Cotton, whatever you say.
I'm just saying.
Whatever
I don't
you
want
say,
you to get jumped what? On. You know I got your back, but I don't want you to get jumped on. So, yeah, no
well, you know.
I'm
jealous, but that's okay. Go ahead.
So this piece is called Would You Like to Know?
Oh, damn.
Would you like to know? Well, would you? See, I like when you call me on the phone to ask what I'm wearing, and if I'm alone, I can say things to you without the children listening. I got dressed with you in mind. See, I know your favorite color is blue, and sometimes it's black, but no matter what, you just like the way it looks on me. Slow and seductively, I pick up my dainties, the ones with the matching bra. I look in the mirror and smile as if you are standing behind me, and one leg at a time, I slip them on. Body is well oiled and marinated in body butter, sweet pea, so I smell nice for you. I pull them up to cover my womanly parts. I slip on my bra one arm at a time. Push my bra up as if they were your hands holding them, still gripping. I've always liked when you do that. I imagine your smiling eyes seducing me and I lose control. Standing in the mirror looking at me as if it were you. Look at me. 30 minutes go by. I'm lost in the thought of you, in the idea of us. I want you near. I want you here with me. My smiles are at the thought of you because you're so far away. Only wearing bra and dainties, I long for your hands to caress me, touch me, and test my patience because you know I have none. I know you like the way my body looks, so I'll sit here for just a bit, just long enough to project the emotions that flow through my veins. Would you like to know what I'm wearing?
So it's a new one? Ms.
I'm clapping in case you can't hear.
Oh, damn.
Is this a new one?
This is a new one.
So, I mean, I don't want to sound, you know, conceited or facetious, but did you make that poem in spite of, you know, what I said or because of what I said?
You know what? I just made this poem.
Okay, that's
because,
sweet.
Because
you was like, is DV here? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Damn. Well, chat room, is there any more questions? I don't see anything coming out. The last question I saw, oh, they snapping their fingers. Oh, Miss Rankins, she is snapping her fingers. Okay. All right, now, the last question that was in here, DV, I don't know if it was for you or who it was for, but somebody asked, when was the last time you had great sex? And it's to you, D.
It's to me?
Somebody was asking you, when was the last time you had great sex? Melanie said very nice as well, Miss Carter.
I'm not answering that question. I'm not answering that question.
Why are you afraid that whoever asked it is checking your date book?
No, because you know what? Like, I'm not going to answer that. There are a lot of reasons why. So I'm going to just go ahead and leave that one alone.
Okay. All right, we'll leave that one alone. Well, I want to thank everybody, you know, all y'all that came on the show. I thought it was pretty good. It was you know, different than what we normally do. I mean, it was wild like we always do, but it's a little different. And hopefully, you know, everybody enjoyed the show. There were some that had questions and some that didn't. But there are some people that are saying that DV needs to be a team player, and they're booing you right now in the chat room because you didn't answer the damn question. But anyway, I guess you don't want nobody to know when the last time you had some good sex. Maybe all the sex you had was good. I don't know.
Tell just me that next time I see her, we'll see what we can do.
Okay. Just me? Did you hear that? Because that ain't the one who asked the question. But anyway, all right, we'll pass that on to her, and she's still there because she's not on the line anymore. But she's in the chat. Are you in the chat room? Is she in the chat room? If she is, she will say yes or no. I don't see that. But, you know, we thank you all. And hopefully, Ms. Cotton, that you got what you wanted to know out of Mr. DV. And
I did.
You know, the other person that was supposed to be on the show, I don't know if she ever came on. I checked. I never did see if she, Ms. Mona Lisa. So I guess she decided not to come on. But we thank you all for being here, and we definitely want you all to come back. Now, you know, Carmen, you know, if you want, you know, you guys, I like this way we got this thing going. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like the way Word Sexy Radio is going right now. And I think I want to kind of take this thing to another level. We just had this panel every week, you know, instead of just having it sometimes. Would y'all be willing to talk about that for maybe the next year coming up? Of us four being on the panel on the show and just doing our thing?
I think we should have a panel next week.
Have your people call my people. No, I'm kidding.
Who's on next
week? Everybody was asking the answer at the same time. I didn't get the answer. What was the answer?
Yes.
My question was, who's coming on next week?
You know, I have to look and see because let me find out real quick. I can do that. We got a few minutes.
We can do a panel next week.
Definitely.
You know,
I'm trying to see who it is that's coming on. Next week's show is supposed to. Oh yeah, we could definitely do a. Miss Cotton is supposed to be on anyway next week, so she's already.
Yeah.
And then we got.
Yeah.
Then we got Miss Andrea. Andrea Clinton is going to be on next week. We're going to have her.
Oh, I love her.
And you know, that's the niece of George Clinton, and she's going to be on the show, and we're going to have Miss Cotton again, so we'll be able to fuck with her. We got Imani and Dreamer again on the 19th of December. I don't know if they know that, but they're the last show of the year. So, and the week after that, on the 12th, we got a Galvin Claymont, who I met online. He's an erotic writer as well. And we got Andy Daniels coming back. So we got a pretty good show that's going to end the show the year out here. We're gonna do our thing. And I would like Carmen and Miss Cotton and everybody just to be on the panel forever until we decide to do something different. If that's all right.
I'm down.
Okay, so y'all need to put it on your calendar every Monday. This is it. We're going to do our thing on Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to do it. And DV, I love this panel because it's two men and two women, and we can do our thing. And if we don't have a guest, we can even do a panel just us. You know what I'm saying? We might even have one day where we just us and no guests. But I like having guests because I like getting them involved and putting them on the subject. And Melanie, when she gets a book out, we're definitely going to get her on here because I definitely want to get Melanie on the show, you know. All right. So, you know, you guys, I thank y'all for coming on. And, you know, we're going to end this thing right now with a little bit of sexy soul music from the Flowesis. And we'll see y'all next time on Word Sexy Radio.
Thanks, Liz.
Next time. Bye-bye.
You guys have a good night.
Bye. Bye, Carmen. Bye, DV.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Another place, a helpless to betray all you have lost.